This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
COVID-19 almost killed Kathy Malke. The Peshtigo mayor spent months in the hospital this summer and fall, and she's still early in her recovery from the disease. But Kathy made it home. She's sharing her story because she wants people to understand how serious the disease can be. Rob Metzer has more.
Kathy Malke has a lot of energy.
I'm like a goer from morning till night.
Kathy drives an ambulance and is an EMT in northeastern Wisconsin. At 63, she's in her third term as mayor of Peshtigo. She's the first woman to be mayor there. In July, when she got sick with COVID-19, her first symptom was fatigue. She slept until noon one day. That alone was alarming.
And that's when my husband Carl came in and he said, you know, if you're not going to get up, I'm calling 911 and they're going to come get you.
So she got up, but she was so weak that she fell down on her way to the bathroom. Carl drove her to the hospital. That was July 17th. She wouldn't come home until November. Kathy spent the first few weeks of her treatment at Aurora Medical Center, Bay Area, in Marinette.
Every day it was getting worse. They just couldn't get it under control at first.
The disease worked on her lungs. She would gasp for breath.
You know, you feel like you're drowning without air.
Kathy has no idea where she contracted the virus. In early July, Marinette County was averaging only 8 or 10 new infections per day. Kathy wore a mask and reminded others to wear one, but she also interacted with a lot of people for both of her jobs. Carla Noel is a nurse in the intensive care unit at Aurora Bayview.
She was very sick. Kathy was a good patient. A lot of these patients, they're just so sick. And Kathy especially, she's a healthcare provider also. She drives the ambulance, works rescue squads. And so you take somebody that's used to being able to do everything for themselves and they're put in a position very quickly and very rapidly realize how sick they are.
In the months that followed, the burden on that hospital and others across Wisconsin would get much, much worse. By November, Noelle was working 12-hour shifts 5 days a week. But even in the summer, working in the COVID unit was intense. Noelle has seen a lot of patients in Kathy's situation. Some of them didn't make it. Noelle cared for Kathy every day.
These patients become like family to us. Their family's not there. We're taking care of them, not for 2 days because they came in with something and we got them better and they're out right away. A lot of these patients we're seeing for 3 and 4 and 5 weeks at a time.
Kathy had been in the hospital for 3 weeks. Her oxygen levels were in free fall. All around her, things started to move quickly. There was one bed left in the critical care unit in Green Bay. Kathy needed to go right away. And she says, doctors told her she'd need to be put on a ventilator.
My husband was allowed in by me for a minute, seconds actually. And, you know, I could say something to him that for 10 seconds, and then I was going to be under. So, I mean, it's hard to even think of what are you going to say to him? Just that I loved him, because that might be the last words I ever said to him.
Kathy could have died that night, and she knew it.
Now I'm going to start to cry because at that point, I want people to know this. I asked God to take me because I couldn't handle it. You know, you couldn't breathe. Everybody said, oh, you were so strong. I wasn't. There was times where I was ready to go.
One of Kathy's best friends, a fellow paramedic, drove her in the ambulance to Green Bay. Carl remembers the night they put Kathy on the ventilator. He didn't know if she'd make it.
She was asleep from that day for 9 days. They had her completely knocked out or paralyzed.
In August, the Marinette Eagle Herald ran a story about the fact that Kathy had been hospitalized. A Peshtigo City Council member said there were rumors that she had COVID-19, but those rumors were, quote, not fair to her. But Peshtigo is a small town. Carl says his neighbors and friends knew a lot more. They left food at his house. They showed that they cared.
The people in this town, they were praying. They had, no matter where you'd go, somebody would say, how's Kathy, you know? It was just, you can't believe how people tried to help.
Carl and Kathy have been married for 42 years. He told his son he couldn't imagine losing her.
I felt very helpless. I mean, my boy was here, we'd hug. And I said, I don't think Mom's coming home.
Kathy spent weeks in the hospital lying on her stomach, an awful, uncomfortable pose that is sometimes the only way to keep patients' oxygen levels up. She had so many tubes and devices attached to her that it took 5 or 6 nurses just to situate her. But slowly, she got better. In September, she left the hospital and entered a rehabilitation center in Peshtigo. Her friends and coworkers had arranged a surprise for her.
We reached the city limits. Fire trucks, EMS, the hospital. They just did like a big parade of vehicles for me.
Carl never missed a day visiting her through the window at the rehab center. Kathy had lost so much muscle that she couldn't walk. She still gets winded at times and has to sit down. But she's incredibly grateful to be home. On a mild day, she can sit on her porch and watch the geese on the Peshtigo River. And she's spending the holidays with her family. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.